Over the last few weeks, we've been talking to representatives and senators who are now ending their careers in Congress. And after 35 years of representing Minnesotans in the House, Democratic Congressman Jim Oberstar will empty out his office at the end of this month. He serves as the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. He's held that position since 2007. But Oberstar was beat out by Republican Chip Kravac. He's now one of the dozens of incumbents who were voted out of office earlier this year during the midterm elections. Our D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick sat down with him earlier this week as part of our series of exit interviews with departing congressmen. And he asked Oberstar whether he thought he got blindsided by the swell of anti-incumbent fervor.
I saw this coming. I knew that we were in for a difficult year. I knew this was a transitional as well as transformational year for the Congress, for the president. And I felt that we needed to make a vigorous grassroots effort, which we did and have done consistently over all these years. We contacted 190,000 households in my district in the course of this campaign and made a very vigorous get-out-the-vote effort. The result was that I carried Duluth, the North Shore, the iron ore mining country, all the way up to the Canadian border, and just south of Duluth and Carleton County, carried that by 21 points, lost the Crescent area to the west and south, where there was a substantial amount of money poured in from outside sources who didn't identify where their money was coming from, like Big Pharma and Karl Rove and the Susan B. Anthony Group and others that came in with huge amounts of money. But it was essentially low voter turnout. So, as Harry Truman said, I can't change that.
You've been in this body since 1975. It's a substantially different body now. It's polarized. That's the most obvious change. What is the biggest difference in the Congress from when you came in 1975 to now?
Members of Congress spend more time in their districts, less time here in committees, on the floor with each other, getting to know and trust one another and respect one another. In 2007, when we Democrats won the majority and I took the chairmanship of the committee, I brought Mr. Mica, the ranking Republican, into a partnership. We had worked together on the aviation subcommittee. I said, you have ideas, I have ideas, let's find the middle ground. Let's take the best of what you have, the best of what I have. Let's find a way to do things. We passed the Water Resources Development Act.
Where is that? Why is Congress so polarized now? Where is that attitude that you brought? Why is it so different now?
We overrode a presidential veto doing that. We passed the long-term authorization of Amtrak, which hadn't been done in 15 years. That was during the Bush administration, the last 2 years of the Bush administration. So what changed was there was a real perceptible change at the beginning of this year in the Republican leadership in the Senate, starting there, and in the House, to be somewhat less cooperative and more confrontational. And we didn't see that as much in my committee. I think we still, all the way through, had this bipartisan cooperation.
Transportation is the traditional home of bipartisanship, isn't it?
I've always said that. I've never seen a Democratic road or a Republican bridge, but if we work together, we can build all-American roads and all-American bridges, and we've done that. But there's been an overhang of sharp partisanship in both the House and the Senate that has, I think, disrupted this relationship of members to each other and seeing the greater public good. We need to restore that spirit in the House and the Senate.
Given that, Mr. Chairman, how do you feel about the health of this Congress? Is the polarization and acrimony we see now, is it just a temporary cold or is it a sickness? How do you feel about the health of this body?
Well, I'm troubled. I think that both Democrats and Republicans, leadership and rank and file, need to exhale a bit and say, we're here to serve the greatest public good, not, as Senator McConnell said, to bring down the Obama presidency, but to serve the greatest public good and to trust one another. Not only comes with understanding one another, only comes with sitting down and talking face to face and eye to eye with one another. And if that can be accomplished, then there's a brighter future for America.
Can it be?
I think in the current context, it's going to be very difficult.
Congressman Jim Oberstar from the 8th District of Minnesota, Chairman of the Transportation Committee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the privilege of being with you.
That was Democratic Congressman Jim Oberstar speaking with our Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick on Capitol Hill earlier this week. He has served in Congress. Oberstar has served in Congress for 35 years. He's heading home because he lost in the midterm elections to a Republican.
What did you just say?
I said a Republican. That's what I said.
God. Okay.
This is part of our
the
series.
The consistent theme, though, in these exit interviews to move forward now is, I think, a lot of regret. A sense that the discourse is degraded and that
nostalgia
for something in the beginning and, you know, 38 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that. Congress was a different body altogether.
Oh, yeah.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.